Hey everyone, I'm Akanksha, Shah, Director of Marketing and Communications at Growth Natives.
And I'm Abir, Director of Marketing and Communications at Dig Growth. And today's episode, it's not just another trend-chasing conversation. We're diving into something that can completely change how you look at data from a back-end asset to a front-row revenue driver.
Exactly. If you're still thinking of data as a byproduct of operations or something you dig into only when there's a problem, this episode might just flip the switch for you.
We're breaking down what data monetization really means, why most companies fail at it, and how analytics as a service is helping teams turn dusty data into decision-making gold.
Let's start by stating the obvious. Companies are generating more data than ever before. But here's the kicker. Very few are doing anything valuable with it.
We've all seen it. Reports get downloaded. Dashboards stay open in browser tabs. Maybe a few metrics are thrown into slide decks. But the real powerful insights, they're buried.
That's why we call it the data gold rush. Because data is a gold mine. But without a smart strategy or the right tools, you're basically sitting on untapped value.
And this is big business. The global data monetization market is expected to hit $300 billion by 2030. That's not a tech bubble stat. That's a tectonic shift.
So let's clarify what we mean by data monetization. No, it's not about selling user data. That's not just unethical. It's unsustainable and non-compliant in 2025.
Instead, it's about leveraging insights hidden in your data to do things like boost lifetime value, personalize marketing efforts, create better, more responsive products, drive efficiency, and yes, open up entirely new revenue lines.
It's not the data itself that's valuable. It's the actionable understanding you derive from it.
Exactly. And if you're not doing that yet, you're not just missing opportunities, you're handing them to your competitors.
Now, here's the truth. A lot of businesses have tried to monetize their data, and many of them gave up halfway.
And for good reason. Traditional analytics infrastructure is expensive, slow, and clunky. It demands time, people, and often custom-built systems.
Let's not forget the delays. By the time your analyst team finishes combing through reports and sends insights up the chain, the market has moved on.
Also, data silos. One department's using legacy systems, another's on a cloud platform, and no one's talking to each other.
It creates a loop of confusion, and businesses either overinvest in a bloated solution or underinvest and stall out.
This is where analytics as a service steps in like a reset button.
Analytics as a service is the delivery of analytics capabilities through cloud platforms, but it's more than just hosted dashboards.
It's an entirely new way of thinking. You get instant access to pre-built tools, customizable dashboards, predictive models, and it's all usable across teams. No need to start from scratch.
Here's what I love. Analytics as a service doesn't just support your business intelligence, it scales with it. It adapts to your growth, your customer behavior, and your evolving goals.
And because it's cloud-based, it integrates seamlessly into your stack, your CRM, your email tools, your sales platforms, it all plugs in.
You go from disconnected spreadsheets to a centralized hub of insights, available to the marketing intern and the CEO.
Now, here's something we both agree on. Technology alone won't solve the problem. You need the right people and processes too.
Absolutely, Abir. So let's start with people. Data shouldn't be locked away with analysts. With analytics as a service, marketers, product managers, sales teams, everyone gets to explore and use insights.
Then comes process. Analytics as a service lets you automate the heavy lifting, data cleaning, transformation, analysis, so your team can focus on action, not wrangling.
And of course, the tech. Analytics as a service is that flexible layer that connects all your systems and ensures data flows instead of get stuck.
You're creating a culture where insights are embedded into every workflow, not locked away in a report folder.
So let's walk through the analytics as a service effect step by step.
Step one, organize the chaos. Analytics as a service consolidates data into a single source of truth. No more asking, which dashboard are we using for this metric again?
Step two, discover the right insights. From identifying your most profitable customers to finding campaign leaks, analytics as a service gives you clarity fast.
Step three, act quickly. You're not analyzing for the sake of it. You're spotting trends early, launching strategies faster, and refining as you go.
And that's how you move from reactive to proactive. From, oh no, we missed that shift, to, we saw this coming and already adjusted.
Let's spotlight some use cases. a luxury retail brand used analytics as a service to track purchasing patterns. They discovered that a small segment was driving premium product sales. With personalized campaigns, they boosted conversions by 25%. That's good.
That's great. In another use case, this SaaS platform realized through usage data that startups were struggling with pricing. So they launched a freemium analytics tool. And boom, they suddenly tapped into a whole new customer segment.
Then there's this telecom firm. By testing dynamic pricing through analytics as a service, they were able to increase ARPU, average revenue per user, by 15%.
Or the food delivery app that shared anonymized location trends with restaurant partners. They optimized delivery times and unlocked a whole new monetization stream by licensing those insights.
These aren't isolated wins. These are what happen when your data stops sitting and starts moving.
Now here's where it gets exciting. We're heading into an era where data will be collaborative.
Businesses will start to operate in ecosystems, sharing insights across industries. Analytics as a service will be the bridge that lets that happen securely and ethically.
Also, let's talk compliance. It's no longer an add-on. Analytics as a service platforms that are built with privacy-first logic will dominate.
And AI will deepen. Analytics as a service tools will not just analyze, but recommend actions, test variations, and predict outcomes with accuracy that goes beyond human capability.
Imagine launching a product that's already optimized for its audience because your data told you exactly what that audience wants.
That's the new normal. Faster time to market, smarter targeting, and data that's finally working as hard as you do.
Let's wrap it with this. If you've got data and you're not actively using it to shape business outcomes, you're falling behind.
Data doesn't deliver value just by existing. It delivers value when it's activated, when it's used to make sharper, faster, more informed decisions.
And if you're thinking, this all sounds great, but where do I start? Begin with an audit. What are you tracking? Where is it going? Who's using it?
Then pick a platform that makes activation simple, not stressful. And if you're looking for one, well, at Digrowth, that's what we do best.
That's all from us today. If this episode sparked ideas or helped you look at your data in a new light, give us a follow, leave a review, and share it with your teams.
And if you're ready to explore how your data can drive actual revenue, let's talk about it and turn your insights into outcomes.
Until next time, stay sharp, stay agile, and remember, your next growth opportunity might already be in your database.